On the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe in 2006, there was a seminarian by the name of Jorge Garcia who was ordained a priest in Rome. 2 days after his ordination, his family would travel to Rome. They together made the five-hour mountainous drive to San Giovanni Rotondo, which is the town where the tomb of St. Padre Pio is located. So they made a visit, he offered Mass, and they began the journey back to Rome late in the evening. And as they were making their way along this winding road, they came upon an accident. A young lady riding a motorbike had violently crashed into the guardrail. And upon seeing the twisted vehicle, Father Garcia stopped and approached the young girl lying on the ground. One of her arms had been completely severed, and the other was wounded badly. She was bleeding severely. She was alone, and clearly she was dying. Jorge Garcia reached out to her and told her, he said, "I'm a priest. If you want, I can give you absolution." And her head moved slightly up and down in agreement. The paramedics eventually arrived, but it was too late, and she died in the arms of that priest. Father Garcia found her name amongst her belongings, a Rosanna, and a cell phone number for her parents, so that he could call them and give them the really terrible news. Rosanna's mother, after hearing the details of her death, told the priest that her daughter had a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and had completed the 9 First Fridays 2 different times. And with some sense of consolation in her voice in that awful moment, Rosanna's mother said, "Because of my daughter's devotion, it is clear that Jesus fulfilled his 12th promise." Now, some of you may be wondering, well, what 12th promise was she talking about? Well, Rosanna's mom was referring to promises made to a 17th century nun, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who, while in the convent, received these visions or apparitions from our Lord Jesus. In fact, most of you can't see this, but the people in that transept can. There's a window here at the cathedral, right here behind me, of our Lord's appearance to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. After Mass, you might step over there and look at it. It's quite beautiful. In these appearances, our Lord asked the Church to honor his most sacred heart. In particular, Jesus asked the faithful to receive communion on the first Fridays for 9 consecutive months. The request was connected to a series of 12 promises made to all who honored the Sacred Heart in this fashion. And the 12th promise of Jesus, the one referred to by Rosanna's mom, was this: "I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence. They shall not die in my disgrace nor without receiving the sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment." Even at a young age, Rosanna had prepared to meet Christ Jesus through her participation in the 9 First Fridays. I mention that because preparing to meet the Lord Jesus really goes to the heart and the center of the feast that we celebrate today. The Nativity, or the birth of St. John the Baptist, falls on a Sunday this year, obviously, and therefore gives even more people the opportunity to honor John's role in preparing the way for the Lord. In fact, we know from St. Luke's Gospel that John the Baptist pointed to Jesus even when they were both in the womb. Remember at the Visitation when the Blessed Mother went to see her cousin Elizabeth, and as she got close, St. John the Baptist leapt in the womb of Elizabeth as the unborn Savior drew near, even in the womb, pointing and preparing the way for Jesus. John's ministry was to prepare people to encounter Jesus Christ, the one who takes away the sins of the world. And again, in Luke, we see John the Baptist pointing to Jesus and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." We hear those words at every Mass when the priest elevates the host and says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And then we add a line from the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. "Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." Well, the supper of the Lamb, of course, is heaven, the place that John the Baptist was preparing people to meet Christ Jesus face to face. The celebration of John's birth reminds us of our task to be prepared to meet Christ Jesus, whether that time comes when we're 17 or 97. We hear about that task in the vigil for the Nativity of St. John the Baptist from the first letter of Peter. "Although you have not seen Jesus Christ, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." St. Peter in that letter reminds us that the goal of all of our lives is the salvation of our souls. Our only purpose in this life is to live forever with God in the next. There are other promises our Lord made for those who receive Holy Communion on the 9 first Fridays. Among these, he said, "I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will establish peace in their homes. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. Sinners will find in my heart the source, an infinite ocean of mercy." It's a beautiful image. "Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts." And then again, the 12th promise, to die having received the sacraments and being fully prepared to meet Christ Jesus face to face. Preparing to meet Christ Jesus was the central message of John the Baptist. And the 9 first Fridays are just one traditional way we might prepare ourselves for that moment. Friday, July 7th, so coming up, is the next first Friday, which might be a good starting point for you, for us, in making our own first Friday novena, Mass at 6:30 or Mass at noon or Mass somewhere else in the city. Now, some of you may already have made the first 9 Fridays. In fact, I know you have. I would say make them again. It obviously cannot hurt. Rosanna made them twice, even before she was 17. And after all, the purpose of Jesus' promise wasn't for us to simply superstitiously check off these first Fridays as if they were boxes in a kind of a perfunctory way, punching our ticket to heaven, then once we get it, we can become axe murderers or whatever and not have any consequences for that. That's obviously not the purpose. The entire purpose of this devotion, which makes a lot of sense to me, the entire purpose of this devotion is to draw the person closer to the heart of Christ. If a person fulfills these obligations with sincere faith, it is natural for that person to be closer to God and to be better prepared to meet the Lord in death. I told you the story of Rosanna, which I didn't witness, I just read about it online. But I have witnessed firsthand many other examples of the fruit of the 9 first Fridays. Those of you who are parishioners will remember me talking about the night Deacon John Cecilia died. Early in the evening, we found him unconscious in his apartment at the Cathedral Plaza. And in those last hours, he was prayed for and ministered to by two bishops, Bishop Daly and Bishop Skilstad. And seven other priests, including myself. In his last hours, he was anointed with the holy oil and the sacrament of the sick. He was given absolution from his sins, I think four or five times, and he received what is called the apostolic pardon. The apostolic pardon is a special faculty given to priests for the faithful at the moment of death. And these are the words prayed over the dying person. Through the holy mysteries of our redemption, may Almighty God release you from all punishments in this life and in the life to come. May he open to you the gates of paradise and welcome you to everlasting joy. As a young boy, Deacon John was taught by the Holy Name Sisters to pray for a happy death and to make the nine first Fridays. And given the circumstances of his death, seven priests, two bishops, all those sacraments, Deacon John must have made them the nine first Fridays many times. Perhaps we can use the announcement from John the Baptist that we hear at this Mass and every time we go to Mass to serve as a kind of reminder for us in our own way to be prepared to meet the Lord Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.